Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Morning, Amy.
Good morning, Marty.
You never know.
You never know, please God.
Absolutely, when you're playing Carnegie Hall for the 8th time or something, you know.
That's a dream.
It'd be something, wouldn't it? Firstly, welcome back, because, you know, you went away. I don't know if your hair was up like that before, but it's lovely. But you were here before. The album is Flute Chapters, and it's literally hot off the presses. It's literally today, tomorrow, it's coming out.
Tomorrow it's going to be releasing worldwide, and CDs will be available via my website as well. So it's very, very exciting.
Yeah, is it great?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It has to be a very special moment when you suddenly go, this is my CD.
Yeah.
When did you record it?
So we recorded in Windmill Lane Studios back at the end of October last year, myself and Gary Beecher. And it was a phenomenal experience to record there with so many other great names. You know, Cranberries, U2, you name it.
That's right.
People have recorded there. So it was quite an honour. And got to sign the wall there as well. So if anybody's in Windmill Lane, they'll be able to see me at the
But it's the idea of being in the room. I mean, it's very, very, you know, and people talk about Abbey Road the same, and various places in the Capitol building in America. These things are iconic moments
iconic, for you
to be there. How did you choose the tunes? How did you decide what you'd play? Firstly, you are from exactly where?
I'm from Donegal, I was born in Letterkenny.
Yeah. And yet there's a Derry link.
Yeah, my auntie and uncle live in Derry as well, so we would have been over and back there a lot.
But that's always younger. That, isn't there?
Yeah, always,
between Derry
and
Donegal.
Yeah.
And does that account for the town I love so well on it? Is that why that's there?
Oh, I'm going to explain about that. So the town I love so well, firstly I'll say about why I chose the pieces. So I wanted to showcase the incredible versatility of the flute and its sound capacity, and, you know, to kind of relate to composers that had a prominent association with the flute as well. But the reason why I chose The Town So I Love So Well as my bonus track by Phil Coulter was because I actually recorded it in August 2020 during the pandemic to mark the passing of John Hume to celebrate his life and his help and everything he did for the Northern Ireland peace process. So I actually recorded it on my phone for just myself. I actually played both flute and piano.
Did you?
And put it together, and I put it up on Facebook, and it kind of like it got quite a lot of views. So, I suppose it went a bit mini viral. Let's say. And it was actually picked up by the Northern Ireland Film Archive. They contacted me about a year later where they wanted to kind of combine and collect a lot of different audiovisual footage to represent Northern Irish heritage. And they wanted to include my video that I'd done during the pandemic as part of that. So I wanted, you know, to include it on the album because it's such a poignant song as well.
And it's also, that was his party piece.
Yes.
John Hume's party piece. And I've a funny feeling. I had the great honour of meeting him on one occasion and interviewing him. And he was my recollection, if it's clear, is that he sang it on this TV show that we did years ago.
Really?
I'll have to go and check. But he loved it. It was his tune. But is this a re-recording that we're going to play, or is it the actual one you're talking about?
No, this is the one we recorded was recorded at Windmill Lane in Dublin. Yeah. It's not me playing the piano. It's Gary Beecher.
Who's playing the piano?
Gary Beecher.
Let's give everybody a flavour of this.
Brilliant.
This is Amy Gillan from her brand new CD called Flute Chapters, which you can't buy today, but you can buy tomorrow. And keenly priced, I expect. Keenly priced. This is a town I love so well.
Thank you.
Town I Love So Well, which is Amy Gillan from the album Flute Chapters. And congratulations, look at you. And we were just saying, you won the bursary, the Lyric FM bursary.
I did, yes, at the Sligo Fest Ciall in 2016. And right. I think it was January 2017 I recorded here some tracks in Studio 8.
That's right. Did you do some work with the concert orchestra as well?
I did. I performed with them last February. February 2022. And I recorded two pieces with them, the Martin Ballade, and actually one of the pieces that's on the album as well, the Carmen Fantasy by
Pablo. But this isn't with the concert orchestra on
No,
the
it's with no. Gary Beecher on the on the album.
Your list of awards is ludicrous. It's like, okay, you got the bursary, right, in 2016. Mm-hmm. You also got it in 2019. But anyway, listen, there's the Yamaha Music Foundation of Europe bursary, right? Mm-hmm. The James Galway Flute Festival in Switzerland.
Yes.
Jeannie, Mike.
Yes.
Doesn't get my, Jeannie, of course, that's his wife.
Yes.
That just kind of slipped out. Jeannie Mac, it's gone. It's James Galway. Anyway, I love him. I think he's a wonder.
Yeah.
The Irish Heritage Bursary, the Irish mm-hmm. Freemasons. Like, it's an incredible list for a period of like 6 or 7 years where you bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
So now to have the CD, and obviously, you know, you were a teacher as well. It's really getting there now.
Yes.
In terms of your head. It must be. It must feel terrific.
It is terrific, like, to know that it's been all building up to this. And it's a huge milestone and it's such a special thing to happen to be able to show the versatility of the flute, because that was my aim with
the
album.
You also have to really believe in yourself or you're going to go for this.
Yes.
Because sometimes you're up against it and you don't know what the next phase is. And is it true, did I read that you used to work at a radio station? I was going to say a railway station. Did you work at a radio station back in the day?
I worked at Ocean FM just for my TY work experience for a short period of time. So I did a little bit of that with them.
But you weren't bothered with sticking with that. You're right, it's not much of a career. It helps people get through from time to time, but it's not really. But you did that in the early days.
I did, yeah, because I had a huge interest in learning you know, every aspect of how everything gets put together.
So where do you take this Flute Chapters now? What is the next move in Amy's head? How do you direct this now into the next phase?
Well, we're hoping to just get more promotion on the album, get the album out to as many places as possible. And I'm performing at the West Wicklow Festival in May.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
You need a showcase, don't you?
Yes, yes.
To be able to say, well, this is what I do. And also then for people to actually get a chance to hear you perform and see you perform.
Yeah.
Which is a really important thing.
Definitely.
You know? So you're in the West Wicklow. When is this?
West Wicklow is the 20th of May at 4 p.m. in Rossborough House. Right. And then after that, I'm performing with Fraser Hickland, a pianist, at the Blackwater Valley Opera Festival on the 1st of June at 4 p.m. But the tickets have actually sold out for that concert.
That's because they knew you were going to be there. They knew in advance. Wayne's coming, buy the tickets up quick. That's great, though.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah,
so I'm great. Looking forward to playing both.
I want to take because we've only got the CD and I really want to give people a sense. Is there another track we could play? If not all of it, but just to play a little.
Maybe, actually, The Fantasy by Philippe Gaubert, just because there's so much lineage coming down from Philippe Gaubert. He was taught by Paul Taffanel, an amazing flute teacher at the Paris Conservatoire. And then Philippe Gaubert taught Moïse, another iconic flute player, and he's also written a lot of the tone technique exercises, and Moïse then taught Sir James Galway, who taught me, so I'd love to if you play a little
bit
of that.
No one would ever think that you were a teacher the way you speak because the knowledge kind of flows out of you because you were be taught by James Galway too, and not your only teacher but certainly one of the most sought after. I talked to you about this before, but just to recap briefly, was he tough on you? He'd be very exact acting, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he knows exactly. He is so knowledgeable.
Yes.
So he knows exactly how to help and to help you to get the best sound and best technique that he can possibly give.
Good.
It was the same with all my teachers as well.
Yeah.
Been very blessed with them all.
Well, anyway, this is, we won't play all of it because it's 7 minutes. It's Fantasy from Philippe Gaubert, but this is obviously Amy Gillan from her CD, which is called Flute Chapters. See the way I keep mentioning the CD's title? It's just, you know, it's very important.
Very important. Thank you.
Franz Doppler.
That's Franz Doppler. That's
Herve Lack. Herve Lack from Amy's CD, which is called Flute Chapters, which is released on the morrow. So after you do those concerts, what is your next plan then? After all of that, apart from ruling the world, what is your next plan? What way do you want to go forward?
I would love to, you know, do concerts or series of concerts, you know, around Ireland, Europe, yeah. UK, America, definitely as well. So it's just a matter of, you know, getting connections to do that and bring the CD to a lot of different places.
Well, this is very, very important. But because of the fact that you have attained such a level, as a solo artist now, you need to spread the word. And that seems to me that is the evident way that you have to go now. Because otherwise, it's not going to happen. So the only way to do that is to keep spreading the word.
Yeah.
And that means concerts. Because we know now that CDs are one thing and the calling card, but they're not going to make you a ton of money. So in terms of, you know, art is one thing, you also got to live. Are you still teaching, by the way?
Yes, I teach flute and I teach a little bit of piano and singing as well. I said flute as a person.
I know, yes, of course. Is it true? Did James Galway say he wasn't a flautist, he was a fluter? What was it he said?
Flutist, is it? Flutist, I normally flutist. Go by flutist because flutist. I know some people go by flautist, but it depends on your preference.
And what? Why is it? It doesn't matter what my idea is.
No, it's not. Right. Both ways are known.
I was just trying to be politically correct in case. No, but you see, you don't know. Someone says, Ginny Mac, you're a flutist. You're a what? You know, so you have to make sure that you know exactly what way you're going. Those two dates, by the way, that are happening are the 20th of May. That's the Wicklow Chamber Music Festival at 4 o'clock in Rusper House in Wicklow, which is very posh, very nice. Well, I'd say you're used to that. And then the other one is the 1st of June in County Waterford at Turin House, which is the Blackwater Valley Opera Festival website, so they have all the information, even though it's sold out, but I'm just letting people know. It would appear, what would be the situation about playing with the orchestra again, because you've done that, so you obviously enjoy that as well, so another step forward.
Oh, I would love to play, because, you know, getting to perform with the RT Concert Orchestra and the RT National Symphony Orchestra
I've played with both.
So I would love to play with them again at some point, and that would be really amazing.
Ian was telling me a story about rugby.
Yes. So I played at the Irish Embassy back in March, in the week of the St. Patrick's Day, or leading up to the St. Patrick's Day events.
Right.
And it was a rugby lunch that I played at, which was for the team that turned up. So it was the 1973 British team, the British rugby team that came over to Ireland to play their match. And the Scottish team and the Welsh team had refused to come over to Ireland at the time, the rugby teams.
This is back in the 70s.
Yeah, during the Troubles.
The
Five Nations at the time. And it was seen, you know, the fact that the British team came over, it was a huge thing, and it in fact saved Irish rugby at that time because it continued the funding coming in. So the Irish Embassy and Ambassador Martin Fraser held a lunch for the team members that played in those matches, so both the Irish team and the British rugby team, and members of the IRFU and the British Rugby Foundation were there as well, as well as many other, you know, distinguished guests. Willie John McBride was there, and you know, big names. Yeah.
I
got to play at that event, so it was very, very special.
But you were keeping the ball safe for you. You were keeping them all, separating them where necessary. That's a great story, isn't it?
Really is.
There are moments like that will live with you forever and a day. You'll never forget those sort of moments because they're very special. Will you stay? I want to get another track in before we go home. Have to do this, and then we pick one more just to finish this off.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance, making later life a greater life.
Ní honan gach písa bia. Nuair atá an cóirtha cóliacht ar bia, cílinn si sin gur tórdagach é ar na caidán is orde atá ag bord bia. Defnithe le linn gach céime. Is ábhar fuí si bia, go bhfuil duine ag an amuíon sin ag déanamh imscrúdaithe ar fróiseas tórdagach do chud bia. Agus ag seicáil carbhás a tagann sé. Cílinn si sin go bhfuil tú ag tacú le tarragóirí ar cóliachta dhearbhithe. Mar sin, roghnaigh an bia le cóirtha cóliachta bord bia.
Marty in the Morning, weekdays on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, obviously, amygillenflute.com is your website. Twitter is Amy Gillen Flute. Facebook, Amy Gillen Flutist. See, there we go. But if people want to get the CD, what's the story? How do they get the CD?
So if they would like to order the CD, they can do it via my website, the www.amygillenflute.com.
Yeah.
And they can purchase it there. And yeah, then we'll start sending them out after the launch tomorrow.
Oh, hopefully now. It'll be a surge after your appearance, please God. Listen, what track do you want to finish on? What one do you want to finish up on?
I would love to finish on Syrinx by Claude Debussy.
I love Claude Debussy.
Yes, me too.
I don't know what it is. Van Morrison always says Debussy is best at 3 o'clock in the morning when contemplation is best, which is an interesting one. But anyway, Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks a million for having me in, Marty. Appreciate it.
Not at all. AmyGillenFlute.com if you want to buy the CD. What's it called again?
Flute Chapters.
See the way I got that in? Keep the faith. Talk to you on the morrow. God bless.